Welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here. Well, what a joy it is as the minute waltz fades away to welcome you back to Just a Minute. Time, of course, to introduce you to the four incredibly talented people who are going to be playing the game this week. They are Josie Lawrence, Julian Clary, Kyle Smith-Bino and Jenny Eclair. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. I like you guys. I'll be asking them all to speak on a subject that I give them for 60 seconds without hesitating, deviating, or repeating. So let's see how that goes. And Josie, we're going to start with you. Now, the subject is the memory of a goldfish. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating on the memory of a goldfish, starting now?
The Memory of a Goldfish by me. I was 6 years old and there was a travelling fair in town. And there at one stall, gathered like a bunch of shiny grapes, was a series of plastic bags. In one of them, a tiny little goldfish. I'd never had a pet before, so I hooked the duck and won the prize. We put the goldfish in the sink, and the next day Dad went out and bought a glass bowl, a little tiny bridge, a castle, and of course we put water inside. Do goldfish drink, Jenny? I don't know. I loved my goldfish so, and thought if each time he went around the diameter of his home, would he forget about me? Because the memory of a goldfish is meant to be very short indeed. But apparently it is all a myth. They've run experiments, and goldfish do have long memories. They can set them on a
Do you know what? I'm quite shocked by that because in the dressing room she couldn't remember my name.
No. That was an amazing way to start the show. So, you were speaking as the whistle went, which means you get the point, and of course you get an extra point for speaking for the full 60 seconds. Julian, we are with you next. Have you ever gone this far north, I wonder? Your subject is John O'Groats. You've got 60 seconds starting now.
Oh, yes, I've been to John O'Groats. Very blowy up there, and I have to say, the gay scene is absolutely awful. I was reduced to hanging around the gentleman's latrine of home base. But I did set out one day to walk from John O'Groats to Land's End wearing slingbacks, and I got as far as the Midlands, and I missed John so much, I headed right back there. Oh, it's very craggy, and there's a famous house that John O'Groat himself built. It's got 8 doors because he had that many sons and they didn't get on with each other, so they all had to have a separate entrance, if you know what I mean. Some audiences, that last word would have got a laugh, but this evening they...
Jenny.
Hesitation.
Oh, there's a little tiny bit.
Tiny, yeah, but that's why I did it. Because there can't be that many seconds left. He was doing really well.
He was doing incredibly well. There was a tiny bit of hesitation, I'll give you that. I don't like to, because I would have loved to...
No, I'm not going to play like that anymore. Just this one go, like that. Just play mean to start, and then once I've got a point, I can relax. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's see if you relax, because you've got 17 seconds on John O'Groats, OK? And you're... Well, you wanted it, and now you've got it. And I was in two minds because there was only a bit of hesitation there. All right, 17 seconds starts now.
There was a boy in my school, and his name was John O'Groats. Scottish lad, bright red hair. Mother, Glaswegian, father from Inverness. They were great porridge eaters. Did very well on...
Julian.
Is that a euphemism?
It can be, Julian, it can be, and you can take this subject back. I don't really want it.
I'd like a point for an amusing interruption.
Yeah. And we've already angered all of Scotland by implying they're all oat-eating redheads.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that that was an incorrect challenge. And, Jenny, you get 3 more seconds on the subject of John O'Groats starting now.
His sister was called Jeanette O'Groats.
Josie, please end this.
I thought she'd said sister before, but she hadn't.
No, we'd heard it from the mother and the father, and I believe possibly a brother.
I was thrown.
All of whom fitted neatly into the cultural stereotypes that Scots are still rightfully angered by. It's an incorrect challenge, which means, Jenny, you've still got the subject, with 1 second remaining, starting now.
John O'Groats was...
Right, Jenny was speaking as the whistle went, gets the point there, and we move to Kyle. Well, let's see what we've got in store for you. Now, I think a stylish gentleman such as yourself should be fine with this subject. We have the perfect outfit. What can you tell us about the perfect outfit in 60 seconds, starting now?
I like to start with the shoes. I go from the bottom up, as everyone should get dressed. Socks after the bits that I put on my feet. But... what I also love to do is look in the mirror whilst I'm getting dressed. The mirror's on the floor, of course, because I'm starting...
Julian.
Repetition of mirror.
That was a repetition
of mirror. Are you sure? Didn't he say mirror and mirrors?
No, I think there was mirror and mirror. I think
just trying to
help. Think what Jenny said.
There'll be benefits of the doubt coming your... This is your first game.
Mm.
So, we shall see how it goes. There's a long way to go. 41 seconds remaining. Julian gets the correct challenge in this instance. So he takes the subject of the perfect outfit, starting now.
Have you ever worn black rubber? Because it's the perfect outfit. You don't have to iron it or indeed wash it. Just rinse it under the tap. And very, very stylish if you buff it up.
Ah, Jenny.
Very, very.
There was a very, very indeed there. Mm. Yes, repetition, which means 29 seconds are all yours in the perfect outfit. Jenny, starting now.
Pyjamas are the perfect outfit. Elasticated waist. Can dress them up if you're going out with maybe a belt and some high heels. Or casual style with slippers in front of the television. I like to match my PJs with whatever I'm drinking. Red flannelette for a burgundy. White satin for champagne. A nice floral pair of jammers is ideal...
Jenny was speaking as the whistle went, means she gets another valuable point. And you get the next subject, Jenny. We're with you. Adding insult to injury. What can you tell us about that? I imagine way more than 60 seconds will allow.
Yeah.
We'll make a start, starting now.
I remember many years ago I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and the question was, which author wrote Camberwell Beauty? Me, everybody. And there were four female comics' names up on the board. The contestant looked blank and eventually plumped for Meera Syal. Chris Tarrant said, wrong, it's actually Jenny Eclair. Said lad in front of the question, then went, I've never heard of her. Now, that was adding insult to injury, if ever there was one. I'll tell you what else I feel sorry for, is women who have a terrible accident, maybe climbing a mountain, falling off a Harley Davidson, but whenever anyone looks at a middle-aged female with a broken arm in a cast, they think silly cow fell down the stairs at her cousin Cheryl's 50th birthday party. It's all her own fault. That, again, is adding insult to injury.
Well done. Jenny, obviously you were speaking as the whistle went, but also you spoke for an entire minute, which means you get an extra point. And that's the end of the first round, which means we get to tot up the scores. Kyle in fourth, we have Julian in third, Josie in second, and rampaging out in front, Jenny Eclair. Josie, we are back. Yes, we're back with you, my lovely. And the subject is crochet. I don't know if you dabble in the dark arts of crochet. can you speak without hesitating, repeating, or deviating on crochet? Your time starts now.
I'm afraid I know absolutely nothing about crochet. My thing is, if in doubt, don't sew it, just stick it or use a safety pin. What I do know about crochet is it sounds like it's probably French because it rhymes with touche and souche and John Belushi. And also, you don't have a crochet needle, you have a crochet hook. I'm looking towards Jenny here because she's a wonderful craftswoman. I follow her on social media and she's always knitting, doing tapestry, painting, and probably she does crochet.
Deviation, I don't.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny.
The world divides into those who can crochet and those of us who can't, and I belong in the latter camp. I can't.
I'm speaking hypothetically.
I know. Listen, Jenny, I mean, she was in full flow.
Gonna, yeah,
she was crediting you.
I don't want the point. I just
you're not getting it.
Complimenting you.
You're not getting it because it's not a correct challenge within the rules of just a minute.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
It isn't.
I'm sorry, Josie.
This has gone right back to your belief that everyone should have an encyclopedic knowledge of you, whether they are on television in a quiz. Well, we can't all know everything.
Yeah, but she's my friend.
I know. Well, not anymore, but...
I'll tell you who is my friend.
Who?
Mira Sayal. And that's the truth.
OK, think about what you've already said. Don't say it again. You've got 20 seconds. On crochet, your time starts now.
You use a stick with a bendy top. I'm not sure if I've used the word before, but it rhymes with book. And then you tie the yarn around the bottom and sort of hoop it, I think. My Auntie Vera used to crochet, but that's all I know. What else can I say about crochet? Oh, lots of things can be...
Well done. You spoke as the whistle went, and you got the point. Now, Julian, we are back with you. I love this for you. Rousing the crowd. You're known for it. Now, tell us in 60 seconds all about it, starting now.
Well, one way of rousing a crowd is to sing a song, and I've got a lovely number, which I frequently perform, all about butter, called I Love a Knob. Well, if that doesn't get them going, I tell them a lovely story about Mira Sayal. Well, she is so popular. People are up on their feet cheering. That is rousing the crowd as I see it. There are other methods, of course. If you're some kind of political person, you might be an orator and stand on a chair and talk about injustices, and people would get very, very angry, then pick up their... Very, very.
Jenny.
It's the very, very.
Oh, this is Groundhog Very. Another challenge by Jenny for exactly the same repetition of Very. Well, listen, you were going great guns up till that point, Julian. You've only got 22 seconds remaining. It was a correct challenge, though, Jenny, so you get the subject, which, to remind you, is rousing the crowd. And your time starts now.
I only have one trick that really works with rousing the crowd, and that is showing my knees. They are hilarious. I inherited them from my father, hideous turnip-shaped things that belong in an allotment. Whenever I feel my crowd drifting away, I roll.
Kyle.
I haven't said anything in a while.
Yeah.
So. I thought I'd get in there.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give you a point for it, so
Thank
there you go. Just really enjoyed it. And also, you Buzz, did you have a challenge just within the rules, or just you wanted to just say hi?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know I'm still here. And of course, the deviation going into sort of homes and gardens.
Yeah, I mean, we have to take Jenny's word for it that she has turnips
for
knees.
You don't have to take my word for it.
Is this time to rouse the crowd, Jenny style? Kyle, you get the bonus points, and you buzzed in with 1 second remaining. Rousing the crowd, starting now.
I think I just roused the crowd.
Here's the whistle. Well done, and you get a point for that. And we move now to Jenny. You've got the subject of hairdressers' magazines. Let's find out if you are a reader of them, or perhaps there's a quiz in them where somebody before you didn't get the answer right. You've got 60 seconds on Hairdressers Magazine, starting now.
Hairdressers don't tend to have magazines these days, as everyone has their noses in tablets and phones. But in the old days, they divided into two types. Glossy, posh fashion, and those horrible slag women off, where you look at close-up photographs of camel toes and sweat patches of...
Julian.
Oh, a general hesitation, breakdown of the ability to speak.
I actually choked on a tiny bit of ravioli.
That's a correct challenge, Julian. You've got the subject, 34 seconds remaining on Hairdressers Magazines, and your time starts now.
Well, I see them when I'm at the hairdressers, but I can't actually read them because you can't have your glasses on while you are having the snip, if you'll pardon the expression. But I glance at them, I look at the pictures, and you catch up, don't you, on what the royal family are up to, who they've been waving at, what events they've been. So that is vaguely interesting, but I prefer to look at myself in the mirror and check that my swallowing ability hasn't been compromised by any accidents I might have had. Hairdressers Magazines implies these are magazines for hairdressers as opposed to reading material for...
And Julian was speaking as the whistle went, which meant he gets the valuable point there, which brings us to the end of the second round. Let's have a little catch-up and see where we are at with the scores. In third place, we've got Kyle. In joint second, we have Josie and Julian. And out ahead, we still have Jenny Eclair. OK, move on as we must now to round three. And Josie, we're back with you, and your subject is dinner ladies.
Oh.
Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on the subject of dinner ladies, starting now?
Of course, when you say dinner ladies, Sue, I immediately think of that wonderful sitcom by the much-missed, wonderful... I've said it twice. Of course, she is wonderful.
Yes. Julian.
Repetition.
Yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
It's a correct challenge, Julian. 51 seconds, all yours, on the subject of dinner ladies, starting now.
They were great dinner ladies at my primary school. Really rough, with dirty fingernails and tattoos up their neck. My favourite was Audrey, who used to tell me how she'd slashed her husband with a Stanley knife. And they deserved it. He'd spoken to her with an unfortunate tone. And ever since then, dinner ladies in my mind have become that woman. Of course, they serve food, and who can blame them for that? It's part of their job description, and the hungry little children queue up, and they can swallow perfectly well as well. But I mustn't deviate.
Jenny.
Well as well.
Yes, there was a repetition of as well. I really enjoyed that evocation of your lady.
Yes.
Very, very much.
It's all true.
You painted a picture, and you painted it brilliantly, and there's only 11 seconds remaining. Jenny, you've pounced again. Your time on Dinner Ladies starts now.
Dinner ladies, when I was little, smelt of gravy, and sometimes you mistook them for your mother. So when they gave you your apple pie and custard, one said...
Well done, Jenny. You were speaking as the whistle went, and you gain the points. Now, Julian, I'm sure that a man like you never does such a thing. But nonetheless, we have the subject of burning the midnight oil. What can you tell us on the subject of burning the midnight oil, starting now?
I can tell you quite a lot about burning the midnight oil, because that's exactly what I've been doing over the last few months. I have been busy on tour with my own show and Jesus Christ Superstar. That's the musical, not the Son of God. But I was also contracted to deliver one of my lovely books, a novel on this occasion. Don't panic, I'm not going to plug it on the beeb. That would never do. But I would perform in the theatre, then rush back to my luxury hotel and burn the midnight oil, writing reams of this lovely story. And that really is the epitome of burning the midnight oil, because it was actually midnight when I was doing it. Some people use this expression earlier in the day, don't they? They do not fully fulfill one's expectations. It has to be past 12 if it is going to be ethical. And that's what I did. And I might have had a little bit of vodka-infused water.
Wonderful. Speaking as the whistle went, just got over the line there. It was a nearly trip, but didn't trip. And it was a wonderful Midnight Oil Odyssey. Speaking, so you get the point, obviously, because the whistle blew, and you spoke for the whole 60 seconds, so a bonus point there. Now, Kyle, one for you.
Hello.
Hello. Now, early influences. I'm interested in this. Early influences. What can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
One of my earliest influences would have to be Anton Deck, as they came onto the television screen in the morning of a Saturday, and they would be on SMTV Live, and the main thing that I remember from that was Wonky Donkey. I loved when Wonky Donkey was... What happened?
Don't you... Oh, no!
Yeah.
Now, Josie, I think you buzzed in first. Me? Oh, was it Jenny?
I think we both went together.
Okay.
Should we try and see if we can do 60 seconds just doing it together?
I'm not sure that the listeners would find that restful.
No.
I think they'd turn
we
on...
We could
think...
do rock, paper, scissors.
Again, not the medium for it, I would say. Okay, onto the count of three, you're going to both buzz, and we'll see who buzzes quickest. I'll go down to 3, 2, 1, and then you knock yourselves out. 3, 2, 1. Josie, that's great. That's sort of
good. Also, I started sweating in my Crocs then. I got so anxious.
Well, I wondered what you were going to say.
So I miss her Crocs, that's all I'll say.
I've had to take them off. They got slippy. I was so anxious then.
What, with the 3, 2, 1 countdown?
With the 3, 2, 1, I got sweaty in my Crocs.
So sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I feel now that we've over-publicised the Crocs brand. But anyway...
Is it early influences?
It is early influences, yes.
We didn't have any.
Well,
it was just, we were them.
Yes.
Right, you've got 41 seconds. And much as it's lovely for you to have the conversation, I suspect that's something that might be better served after the show, and that we just get somebody talking on this subject now. For 41 seconds, that person is Josie, starting now.
Yes, it's true, you know, there are a lot of influencers around nowadays. There's kind of people on social media who fly eagles down to Malibu and eat pieces of diamond. But my early influences were taken, similar to you, from my childhood television shows. Can you remember Watch With Mother? I learnt so much about life. The importance of going to bed properly from Andy Pandy. Time for bed. And the family values of the wooden tops. I wonder what's for dinner today. Nothing for you but sawdust and hay. Yes, that...
Well, with half a second to go, Julian has buzzed in.
Repetition of ha.
No. Days it was hyphenated.
Ha ha was hyphenated.
H A dash H A.
I'm going to say B U double L S H I T. B U double L S H I T. Full stop. Hyphenated ha ha's. What do you take me for, Josie? I thought we were friends, honestly. Do you know what? I feel for you, because that was brilliant. It was absolutely wonderful, but according to the rules of just a minute, Julian got in there with 1 second to spare with a correct challenge. Early influences, Julian, your time starts now.
My early influences include...
Now, sadly, we are entering the final round. Aww. Thank you for that. And Jenny, here's the thing. Fort Knox. Can you speak for 1 minute on the subject of Fort Knox? And your time starts now.
Once upon a time in the olden days, when knights went off to war, they would lock their women folk into chastity belts so that they couldn't score. The most famous brand was called Fort Knox knickers. They were a combination of lead and titanium. The lady girl could not get up into any mischief or go swimming either because she would drown. They were guaranteed not to rust, but with every purchase, one got a can of WD-40 just in case. Of course, there is a real Fort Knox, which is somewhere in America, and they keep a lot of gold in there, but which is more precious, the Maidenhead or lots of money? I think I can...
Julian.
Oh, hesitation.
It was. I was going to admit that I swapped my Maidenhead for a pogo stick. Julian, thank you for sparing my blushes there.
I'm not sure you would even have time to set that because Julian buzzed in with 4 seconds remaining.
He's a swine.
Yes. In fact, 3 seconds. I added one on needlessly there. So buzzed in with 3 seconds, but it was a correct challenge. So here's the thing. Fort Knox in 3 seconds. Let's have it.
My home is like Fort Knox. My husband is very security conscious.
Right, and that's the end of the show, sadly. That's all we've got time for.
What?
Yes, I know. Everyone played marvellously, but let's wrap it up with the official scores. Slightly trailing in fourth, we've got Kyle. Then we've got Josie in third, Jenny in second, but just pipping everyone to the post, Julian! And there, my lovelies, I'm afraid we do have to leave you. But first of all, thank you to our delightful players of tonight's game. Josie Lawrence, Julian Clary, Kyle Smith-Bino and Jenny Eclair. We are indebted to both Ian Messiter and Nicholas Parsons. And we also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately in my lug hole. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios audio production for BBC Radio 4. And this is Sue Perkins, that's me, saying thanks for listening. I always like to speak about myself in the third person. And please do join us again next time we play Just a Minute.
Thank you.